From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In just a few hours, voters in the U.S. will begin selecting the country's next president. Hillary Clinton wrapped up her last campaign stop in Raleigh, North Carolina. That was well past midnight local time. Clinton struck a tone of unity in her final address.
We face the test of our time. What will we vote for, not just against? What will we decide is on the ballot, because although my name and my opponent's name may be on the ballot, every issue you care about is on that ballot.
Donald Trump made his final pitch to voters in Michigan, his last stop on a marathon of five-state campaign swing.
We're hours away from a once-in-a-lifetime change. We're going to have real change, not Obama change. Real change also means restoring honesty to our government. So the first thing we should do, let's get rid of Hillary. Okay, that's...
Polls heading into Election Day today give Clinton a 2 to 3 point lead over Trump. You can find more on the U.S. presidential elections as well as live coverage Tuesday evening at voanews.com. Hispanics have turned out in record numbers to vote early this election season, leading to speculation that they may affect the outcome of the race in some key states, including perhaps the important state of Texas. Hispanics seem to be responding to the rhetoric from Republican Donald Trump on immigration. Trump may have awakened what many call the sleeping giant when he described Mexican immigrants as rapists and murderers last year. This is VOA News. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city plans to host the election night gatherings of both major presidential party candidates. Bill de Blasio is New York City's mayor.
Know that you are safe and well protected. You'll see the presence at key locations around the city. You'll see it in the subways. You'll see it around the locations where the election celebrations will be happening.
It's rare for both major candidates to schedule their election night celebrations in the same city. Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that Al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on Election Day. Possible targets are said to be New York, Virginia, and Texas. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power and military advisors captured a number of Islamic State positions amid heavy fighting Monday north of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. does not underestimate the hard work ahead, adding that Syrian Democratic Forces have already made progress in the early days of the advance, supported by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. The Syrian Democratic Forces announced on Sunday the start of an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014 and self-designated as the center of extremist rule. Iraqi authorities say the military coalition pressing a huge offensive against Islamic State extremists near the northern city of Mosul have uncovered a mass grave containing at least 100 decapitated bodies. The victims are believed to be civilians. Islamic State fighters have controlled Mosul and its outlying towns and villages for more than 2 years, and civilians who have recently escaped have described repeated incidents of mass executions by the extremists. South Korea's embattled president, Park Geun-hye, says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major political concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. Park has faced tens of thousands of protesters and an investigation into whether one of her confidants manipulated government decisions. Tuesday's concession could severely curtail her ability to govern in the 15 months she has left in her term. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a National Heroes Cemetery. A court spokesman said there is no law that prohibits the burial. Current President Rodrigo Duterte in August announced plans to enter Marcos at the Heroes Cemetery in Manila, a move opposed by many. Marcos' 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses to silence opponents. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.